dismal science checking in on Labor Day weekend. It's May 30th, 2011. And I'm in the mood again to produce yet another audio cast because I love audio casting. When you contribute to Hacker Public Radio, you feel like you're really doing something. It's almost like you're an angry bird in the video game, going up against the blockades of life, revealing the truth, or your perceived truth, because we know that that's not going to happen in the standard media. Most of you guys know how I feel about the popular media, NBC and Fox, and these channels of such low quality. A few years ago, I started really getting into audio casting. Felt something so truthful in it, or so authentic at the very least, that I'm at the point now where I actually listen to audio casts just about all day long. I listen to them while I'm working, while I'm traveling, while I'm relaxing. Audio casts are pretty much my entire life. And so I wanted to take this episode to share with you guys some of the stuff that I listen to. So I'm just going to go down the list. This probably won't take very long, but it'll be a short presentation. But I get started with a little bit of Python. A little bit of Python is an audio cast about the Python programming language. It's a language that I absolutely love. It's my favorite language to use. I've actually never used it professionally, strangely enough. I only use it for personal projects, but this audio cast is actually produced by the Python Software Foundation, so it's kind of official. The only problem with this show is that it doesn't come out very often. Another audio cast that I listen to is Marketplace. This is a NPR affiliated business program, and I think it's pretty balanced. I don't think they're too. I don't think that they lean too much on any one side. They give pretty raw, interesting information about macro and microeconomic topics, and I've been listening to them for years, and I think that they have maintained a good show. Another show that I listen to is Common Sense with Dan Carlin. He's kind of crazy, but he's good, and he produces two shows. One of them is called Common Sense, and it's kind of non-standard political points of view. And some of the stuff really kind of makes you think sometimes. He also produces another one which I listen to called Hardcore History. I haven't liked this show in a little while because he's been focusing on the Roman Empire. And, you know, that's interesting a few times, but I think he's been doing like 10 or more Roman Empire shows, and I don't think it's that interesting. I hope he moves on to a new topic soon. The next show I listen to is Distro Watch Weekly. I've been watching the website and listening to the show for a fair amount of time, and it's a pretty excellent show for people who are trying to understand more about Linux. It's fairly technical, but not extremely technical, and it's pretty accurate. He looks like he takes a lot of effort into saying very correct things, and it's a great way to keep up on the entire Linux ecosystem. Probably the best way. I've not heard a more comprehensive show. My next one is an audio cast called Fact Check. Fact Check is a group out of the University of Pennsylvania, Annenberg something or other. But in fact, all these guys do is that they go through and they check the facts of politicians and what they've said and if it's accurate or not accurate. And I think it's a really helpful tool. These guys do a lot of the research work that many of us won't do. And just kind of put the story out there, and I think they're good. They've not been publishing recently. I haven't seen an update from them in a while, but I assume they'll be back at it again at some point. Next in the list, Feathercast. And Feathercast is a audio cast about projects within the Apache Software Foundation. I'm sure you all know what the Apache Software Foundation is. It's impossible to be an open source person and not be familiar with the Apache Software Foundation. They provide us the exquisite Apache web server and a myriad of other projects that are all extremely helpful. As with most heavily tech-oriented podcast, audio casts, they don't publish very often either. But when they do, it's pretty good. Next one is Floss Weekly. This is part of the Twit Empire. I don't really like Twit in general, but I do like Floss Weekly. I think that they do a good job, and they do publish often. They publish about once a week pretty regularly, and they have very interesting interviews with the leaders of various open source projects, and it's really good to hear, you know, from the mouths of these guys. Half the times you don't know who they are, what they look like. All you know is their software that you've downloaded. And it's really good to put a face on some of the people who provide you some of this great software. Next in the list, Freakonomics Radio. This is a fairly new audio cast, and they are on fire. For those of you who are interested, if you've read the book, Freakonomics, it was kind of like a groundbreaking book a few years ago. And if you're interested in unusual economic outcomes and circumstances, you really ought to look up these guys. This audio cast has just been spectacular, I think, since it's been out. And I see a big future for these guys. Something's gonna happen. They're gonna come out. They're gonna have a movie or a television show or something. Next in the list, Frontline, another PBS audio cast. You can also watch full videos on their website. But Frontline is a show, a PBS show, and they usually attack some type of controversial issue. And it's one of those things that you can listen to or watch late at night, you know, if you're having trouble staying entertained. It's one of those good late night types of things to listen to. Next in the list, Frostbite Media, This Week in Debian. Part of Jonathan Nadeau's Audiocast Empire. I was really glad when he decided to come up with this show, This Week in Debian. He's had some really great interviews of various people within the Debian project. I don't think he's been publishing recently. I think I've gone a few weeks without hearing something from him, if I'm not mistaken, but hopefully they'll get back to publishing soon. He does some excellent work in general. Next in line, GNU World Order from Klaatu. He publishes, of course, here. He's one of the heroes of Hacker Public Radio, and he also has his own audio cast. And he is usually doing some tutorial work. He's generally figuring things out and then sharing it with everybody else, and that, of course, is very helpful. A lot of it is media-oriented. think a lot of it is focused for people with the artistic background, and that's pretty helpful. It would be nice to get more artistic people into the open source world. Yeah, I'm in the open source world. We're all such number crunching, database storage management, security type people, and we kind of overlook a lot of the art world, or don't take it as seriously as perhaps we should. And I think Klaatu is an excellent representative on that issue. The next in line is Hacker Public Radio. Of course, I listen to every single show. And I love you all and wish you would start recording more. All of you guys listening, it would be nice to hear. You know what I'd love to hear from Hacker Public Radio? Somebody who wasn't European or North American. I think the majority of us publishers are North American. And I've heard a number of Europeans, some Brits, some continental people. I'd love to hear somebody come in from Asia, or somebody come in from somewhere else to help diversify the pool. But yes, that's just my little shout out. Record, guys. Record. The next in line is Hoko Mojo Podcast, is what it's called. It's I live in Howard County in the United States state of Maryland, and this is a audio cast on local issues. Of course, we don't have any local news where I live. In the United States, we're running out of local news. I mean, it used to just be bad local news, and now we just don't have any local news at all. Newspapers are going broke, and local radio stations are going broke, and these guys are trying to fill in some of the pieces of the puzzle. You know, it's very hard to really know what's going on in government, in your local government. I mean, at the national level, people are covering that to a degree. I don't really know of much way to really know what's going on in the local level of government. How your tax dollars are being spent. How policy is being formed. Very hard to find out, but there are some brave audio casters who are tackling this, and you know, maybe they can help save the future of local politics. Next in line, Kunstler Cast, James Howard Kunstler. I've been listening to this one for a few years also, and you know, the quality remains pretty good. Some shows better than others, but generally pretty good. I can't skip this one. It's at the very least, it's humorous. And for those of you guys who don't know, this is a podcast, audio cast, focused on James Howard Kunstler. He is a self-taught urbanist, self-taught urban planner, slash architect, slash futurist kind of guy, and he's really like a predictor of things to come. I think he is relatively accurate. He's a doom and gloom type of guy. He doesn't really think the future is going to be very good, and he might be right. I don't know, I might not be quite as pessimistic as he, but effectively his story is that we're going to soon run out of oil on Earth. And when that happens, all the shit is going to hit the fan. And we'll just have to see. We might find out pretty soon. Next in line, Linux Foundation Podcast is the title. And they had some excellent interviews on this. They were interviewing all types of corporate heads, heads of IBM and Cisco and Red Hat and Oracle, on their use of Linux. They had a few excellent interviews with Mr. Linus Torvalds himself, but they don't publish often. I think they only have like 10 or so shows in their library, and I don't think they're publishing anymore, which is a shame. I wish they would. It was really good. The next in line, NPR. I have a number of NPR things that I listen to. NPR is National Public Radio in the United States. It's the equivalent of the BBC in the UK or this CBC in Canada. Publicly funded radio. Pretty high quality stuff. No question about it. These are kind of like some of the leaders in quality. And they have some shows that are very good. I listen to their economy feed. The economy feed is, they just give out like 5 to 10 minute updates on various economic happenings around the world. And it's kind of interesting. They have another feed for Intelligence Squared. Intelligence Squared, these are like hour-long shows of debates on controversial topics. Topics that, split America or split the world. Things like legalized prostitution and things like that. And they usually will line up experts on both sides of the issue and they'll just debate it down, why it should be or shouldn't be. And then the audience votes in the end on whether or who won the debate. A pretty innovative concept, I think. I think it was actually borrowed from the United Kingdom. I think they have a show similar to this in the United Kingdom, and this is like the American version. And my last NPR feed is Planet Money. They give like 30-minute interviews on deeper economic topics. A pretty decent show. Lightening things up a little bit is the Onion Radio News. The Onion is something I've been following for a while. I just subscribed to the audiocast. It's off-color humor. They are funnier sometimes than other times, but generally still pretty much worth the effort. The next in line is Pearlcast. Pearlcast is an audiocast about the Perl programming language. This is a language that I've been dealing with for a long time, and I have done most of my work in it. I have a deep history with Perl as a programming language, and I love it. I've kind of become a Python person with age, but Perl is my second favorite language. And most of the other languages that I don't really like very much. Call me a language snob. But yeah, Pearlcast publishes as usual with these highly tech audiocasts. They publish very infrequently. I think the last time they published was in July of 2010. So you can count on them to give you one audiocast a year, which is I guess, people are busy. But I wish they'd publish a little bit more. Okay, we're getting to the towards the end of my list. Next in line is Software Engineering Radio. This is a German audiocast about software engineering in general. They interview some interesting people. Not really the type of tech I like very much. They're not that open source loving. They are open source loving, but not that much open source loving. They don't really love, Linux. They don't really love Python. They are enterprise guys who, love other types of systems. But it is worth listening to sometimes. They do have some interesting open source people sometimes, but it's just an okay audiocast. Next in line, TED Talks. TED is the conference group. They hold conferences all over the world. And they have some of the most fascinating people on every topic give presentations, everything from agricultural practice to bacteria and disease fighting mechanisms to architecture to software. It doesn't matter what the topic is. They have incredible speakers, perhaps the smartest people in the world from what I can tell. And, you know, if you have a lot of money, you can go to one of their conferences. But if you don't have a lot of money, you can watch their conference on your phone by downloading from their feed. Very much worth the effort. Next in line, The Economist. I've been reading The Economist since I was a kid, which could tell you a little bit about my personality. Economist is a very good British conservative magazine. You know, it's so funny how we use words. You know, in America we call it conservative, and the UK they call it liberal. But they are pretty good, for the most part. I look forward to their audio casts. They have a whole lot of them. Every week they publish on time, like in the military, you know, they're, you know, this time on Thursday you're going to get all the feeds. But I got to give them one big negative, is this: they've got this one show called Babbage. And it's a technology show hosted by two journalists. And it is absolutely atrocious, if you ask me. I mean, it's a really, really bad audio cast. I listened to it partly because it's part of The Economist's group of audio casts, and I listened to all of them. But I listened to it partly because it's so bad that it's interesting to listen to. They're so biased, so inaccurate. But that being said, still, I think it's worth checking out. The next one, I only have two more left to talk about. The next one is a social work podcast. It is a podcast, audio cast on social work. They usually interview psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers on issues concerning people with mental disorder, old, young, or people with hard life circumstances, and it's extremely interesting. It's done very professionally. It comes out of some university somewhere in the Midwest, I think University of Illinois or Wisconsin, somewhere like that, and it's definitely interesting. And the last one I'll talk about is This American Life. Perhaps the most popular audio cast in America. It wins awards all the time. It's not always very good. But sometimes, when it's good, it's very good. But sometimes it's really not very good at all. But I still listen to it because I've been listening to it for a long time. And usually if I get 10, 15 minutes into it and it's not good, I just delete it. I don't know if the quality has maintained its pristine levels over the years, but, you know, we all have our quality ups and downs. As you know, I shouldn't be disparaging anybody on their audio cast quality. I mean, I'm sure my quality goes up and down depending. Dismal Science, checking out, 10:05 a.m. I look forward to hearing more from all of you guys. Keep the queues full.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.